right, you primitive screwheads. Listen up.
Guys, we have a code red.
You mean code red the hospital emergency alert, code red the computer worm, or code red the cherry flavored soft drink from makers of Mountain Dew?
One ring to rule them all.
One ring to find them.
Oh, Jesus. One ring to bring them all.
And in the darkness, bind them.
Do you know what the problem is with you kids today? You guys think that all science fiction started in 1977 with Star Wars.
Where's my super suit?
What?
You tell me what I thought he was, woman!
What about movies like Forbidden Planet, The Day the Earth Stood Still, Solaris? What about Logan's Run? Did you ever see that?
No, it's probably some dumb sports movie anyway.
Sports movie?
Okay, we gotta put a spotlight on this geek stuff, man.
What the fuck are you bitches babbling about?
We need to bring this to the mainstream, to the people.
Wow, this is even better than I imagined.
We have to show the world that it ain't just about comics and toys.
I have to possess this comic.
Hey, I tried to teach you how to handle comics in the sixth grade, but oh no, you wanted to play Little League instead.
Looks like a really rich fourth grader lives here.
Look at this place, man.
Go look. You've got a billion toys.
I have a Mego Isis action figure.
Isis.
We're not about dressing up as Green Lantern.
How often does one see a beloved fictional character come to life?
Every year at Comic-Con.
And hoping for that one day, that one cracking day, for Cylons to bring us down impossible space-age future shit.
That's exactly what it's about.
Oh, really? Yeah, this shit ain't gonna work.
Oh, man! I'm still geeking out about it!
All right, look. There's only one return, okay? And it ain't of the king, it's of the Jedi.
Looks like we got more Lucas hounds here to mock Roddenberry.
You'll have to excuse him. He's not down with the trilogy.
There's only one trilogy, you fucking morons.
Oh, Star Wars geek.
Oh, I'm the geek? Look at you two whipping out your preciouses.
I'm gonna kick your ass back to the Shire if you don't shut your fucking mouth.
We're the stars of this piece of shit!
All right, guys, you have your mission. Go forth and wreak havoc.
I say we stay here and fight it out.
Come on, you fuckers think that just because a guy reads comics he can't...
Oh, fucking take all you want. I got a Spider-Man t-shirt. I got Converse that are right.
Well, hello, folks.
Hello.
Escape crew. Your blood sugar a little low there.
What does that have to do with anything?
I'm just saying.
We're here to feed the people. We're not here to focus on what we're eating.
A lot of food over there is all I'm saying. It's two other hungry guys in the room, and you come in with a bag full of...
Hey, listen, I see this statistically, one of the three of us is going to die early from this meal.
I see that is statistically true.
I see this as progress towards... From what I've been told for several months now, is you and Scapegoat taking Eat Stuff seriously. So
there you go.
So there it is.
Why is that?
Scapegoat Eat Stuff.
Why is that funny to you, OG? Why you got to shit on my dreams?
I'm not shitting on your dreams. I'm saying he's eating stuff.
And finally, somebody on this program supporting the idea of Big Kev Eat Stuff. And that's a point of humor for you.
I want to go on the record as saying I supported Eat Stuff years ago when the idea first came about.
I'm just saying.
I've tried to support it, but it's pretty difficult.
You've at least tried.
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying.
Yep.
All right. A lot of people have tried to support Eat Stuff.
Yeah, I know.
A lot of people
have
tried to support Eat Stuff.
They're going to be surprised when episode one comes
out. Yep, they are.
That's right.
So will I.
Of course, they don't die of starvation first.
2015. It's a brand new year.
Sure is.
Soon.
Let's focus on 2014 and the shit we have to do to get through this year first.
Yes.
Which, of course, you know, a good start to that would be episode 344 of this here program.
Yes.
Geek Stuff.
Which we're calling Sky Shots.
We are calling it Sky Shots. We can go right into it, I suppose.
Sure.
I like the sound effects.
Thank you. I'm
appreciative.
We don't have a soundboard yet. That's what the
hopefully
the PayPal and Amazon links are for. Yeah. So.
The Amazon links could go towards that if I could speak.
Wow.
I don't know what just happened there.
I think his
record
shut down. My blood sugar is low.
How about that?
Well played.
Sky Shots. So apparently if you're a pilot in the UK giving flight lessons,
yes,
you may or may not fly over the set of episode 7, which may or may not reveal to you a half-built Millennium Falcon and an X-Wing covered in a tarp.
Yep.
So there you go.
I don't think those are, I don't think those are new. I mean, certainly those are new photographs.
Sure.
But it's not like anything there is new.
No, I think it's the Millennium Falcon, right, which I don't expect to be anything other than the Millennium Falcon.
I think we've seen...
I would
seen...
be agitated, actually, if they, like, did some obnoxious modern updates to it. Its charm is in its...
like
clunkiness,
like it being HD and
yeah,
no, its but rustic the, nature.
Yeah, you know what I mean. And the X-Wing.
Did you hear they may be re-releasing? I don't know if you have that they what? May be re-releasing the original theatrical release.
Yes,
I did. Except
they've
that
said that since Disney bought it.
Yeah, except that
is that to assuage the fears that Disney will Disneyfy the shit out of Star Wars?
No, I think it's because I think it's
and
because
don't they not have the rights to A New Hope?
They don't. Fox has the rights to A New Hope, which is weird. But that doesn't mean anything. That it's fucking Disney.
It's Disney. They'll buy Fox.
Disney's, I mean, Disney will just go into the Fox office and make it rain one day. Just peel off the bills. Yeah. Just peel off the bills.
Yeah, right. I can't imagine how about them doing that because they would have. Right, don't you think they would have done that for Spider-Man? Don't you think they want Spider-Man and that kind of shit back?
I think it's different.
That's not what I meant, by the way. I think it's Sony. I meant they have, what is Fox?
X-Men.
Fox has X-Men. I think
they want that?
I think it's different money.
And FF.
So all the money for New Hope, for the most part, is not in the film itself. It really is in the merchandising.
Merchandising.
Right? Which they have. They have the rights to that. That's
Episode
a non-issue.
Episode 7, the flamethrower.
So I think that Episode 7, the film rights, might end up actually being cheaper than X-Men film rights.
There's
right?
no doubt.
Or it'll just be, you know, they'll strike a deal. We'll give you 33% of sales
of the re-release gross, yeah, whatever. Yeah.
That's, yeah, yeah. I mean, that's an easy deal for them to, yeah, make. It's not like Fox is going to go fuck you.
Why not? Why wouldn't? Because Fox has been doing it with everything else.
Well, while true, I think they've backed Disney into an uncomfortable corner, and Disney, in turn, has shut off the promotion spigot for films like
Fantastic Four.
Yeah. So, I mean, I think certainly something, and don't forget, although they may have the rights to release the film, ultimately it's still owned by Lucasfilm. And Lucasfilm, I'm guaranteeing you, Lucasfilm still has the majority holdings of the rights on that movie. So if that's the case, I think they could probably broker some kind of deal.
Yeah, I'm sure it'll happen eventually. I don't think it's going to happen anytime soon. I think that there's a lot of other Star Wars stuff going on right now, and maybe right now wouldn't.
I think the most
logical time to do it.
I think that's exactly when they do it to say that, hey, we're Disney. Yeah, we're known for over merchandising the crap out of stuff, but we want to give you this original theatrical trilogy that everyone's wanted since, like, it was on fucking Laserdisc 30 years ago.
I'm thinking like closer to the release of 2015.
That's what I mean.
Or Episode 7, or maybe even the release of Episode 7 on DVD.
No, I think it's going to be up to the theatrical release, yeah, of 7.
Escape Route, yes. Laserdisc was not the original version.
I apologize.
Was it special edition?
I thought it was THX.
Oh, it was THX. That's, mm-hmm, right. But at least it was the... But at least it wasn't the
original version.
It wasn't the edited, the updated special edition, which is what people really bitch about.
Didn't Lucas at one point actually say he doesn't understand why people like the theatrical versions because they weren't finished yet, and that the one he released on video is the one that he intended people to see?
Do you know
when
he said that?
But he's also crazy.
Yeah, do you know when he said that? Crazy rich.
Because, like, Jabba the Hutt apparently was just a dude in a coat.
It was a dude, yeah. It was in the special edition. He's in the scene.
Yeah.
But they edited him in. They edited him in.
I know, but there are those stills that exist where you can actually see him as the dude. He looks like Henry VIII.
I was going to say he looks like the Rancor Keeper in a different costume.
He kind of looks like Henry VIII with the big, long fur. Uh-huh. Like, you know.
I feel you.
But anyway.
Yep.
So, Sky Shots.
When they announced that, by the by, it was to be released on DVD, not to be released theatrically.
No, I know.
Initially. Oh, yeah.
It's the theatrical release.
The theatrical release just on Blu-ray.
But there was a contrasting rumor also that they wanted to re-release the three original cuts in theaters before Episode 7.
Can we take a...
There's no time to do it anymore, though.
No. Well, they could still do it before Episode 7. They could already have it planned and just not announced it.
The publicity machine would have to be churning already.
I don't think so. Not if they're going to announce it for Thanksgiving weekend leading into Episode 7.
Okay, that's a
that
good
gives
point.
Them a month of sales.
Absolutely.
Month of huge sales.
Yep. And then they can make day events at movie theaters.
That's a good point.
Leading there's up plenty to the of midnight time to announce premiere.
Good point.
That being said, let's take a sidestep real quick. Just want to make a comment about DVDs. I'm just getting away from Sky Shots. Sky Shots, is that what we call
it?
Yeah. I find it odd that with
that
the release...
there are any anymore?
Yes.
Yeah. With the release... 3 years, all gone.
No, actually, I don't find it odd that there are. Because, amazingly enough, I feel as though people still haven't fully adopted Blu-ray.
Oh, they're going too. They're all going. As a medium, disc is going away.
I mean, people are now on Netflix. They're on iTunes. They're Spotify. They're
Digital. But the problem with all of those...
They're Xbox Video. They're
the problem with
the
all of those is that the libraries are still not...
Yes.
...big enough...
Right.
...for most people, for a lot of people. People don't want to wait a year and a half for Prime to get Spider-Man 2. They want to see it if they didn't see it in theaters.
Right. Yep. So iTunes.
And I'm one of those people.
How quickly is iTunes releasing
them? The same day.
Okay. Well,
on all films?
Yeah.
All right.
Or earlier.
What if you're...
Apple hit that deal.
Okay. I didn't think they were hitting all films.
But you're just buying a digital copy. Right. It's the same as Ultraviolet that comes with Blu-ray situation.
What if your internet's out that day and you want to watch a movie?
Right.
Don't get me wrong. I'm not saying I dislike Blu-ray. I think we should be on Blu-ray. But I don't think either of those are going to be around for...
No. Within 3 years.
But I think it's longer than I think because we are fortunate enough where we are to have the broadband internet that not all the rest of the country has.
Well,
so there's going to be disc for
a while. I think it's going to be longer than that. And I think that because DVD still hasn't gone away. DVD should be gone by now, the way the market moves.
Yeah. But for all intensive purposes, DVD is like VHS in its last actual year. I mean, they're $4. I mean, they're nothing.
Not, but new releases are still 20.
But they're not selling.
But I think they are.
They're not. I promise.
I'll tell you why I think they are. Because this is perfectly leads into my conversation. Disney and Marvel made an interesting choice this week with the release of Captain America 2. Now, I don't know if this has happened before with other Disney releases, but I noticed it with Captain America 2, someone actually pointed it out to me. Normally, they do that combo pack that's like 3D, Blu-ray, digital, DVD. For Cap 2, no DVD in that combo, but there's a separate DVD release.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If they're not selling, why the fuck would they do that? If they weren't selling, it makes more sense to lump it into the package they already have.
No, because I think they have to produce less of the standard DVDs that way. And I think if they're not selling, what's the point in sticking a DVD
maybe.
In
they
there.
Press less.
Maybe.
Yeah. I mean,
How much does it cost to press, though?
A lot.
Irrelevant.
Well, for a company like that, nothing. But for us, a lot.
You know, because I think, I'm just thinking of people who are still using their computers but not using online services to watch films.
Yeah, let's talk about that.
Right? A lot of them still don't have Blu-ray players, correct?
Let's.
Well, a lot of them...
Don't have DVD players anymore.
Any disc drives
at all. Apple product is built with a DVD player built in anymore.
Okay, yeah, but that's... In my opinion, that's...
CD, DVDs.
I think people still use discs to a certain degree to capture
information. Cassette tapes. It's not that's not the point. The point is that as a viable commercial storage medium, they're going to be gone.
I think that there's enough DVD players out there that are still cheap and cheaper. For example, for me, right? I buy a lot of things that have the DVD included.
Sure.
Because I have a portable DVD player that I use
for
my kid. Portable Blu-ray players, I don't even think exist. Mm-hmm. And if they do, they're still a couple hundred dollars as opposed to the portable DVD player that I bought that was considered a top-of-the-line portable DVD player for $45.
Right, and that's exactly when Discman went away. When the best model of something becomes the fucking low-end price, it's going away.
So now for Cap 2, right, I don't have the option to use it to use it with that format.
Correct.
But unless I'm buying two versions?
But you do have a digital copy. Which you can download and on your whatever that tablet is.
iPhone,
that you
use. iPad, Android.
I don't know. I thought it was interesting.
That's the whole point. Okay. The point is everything is going digital. Okay. Physical storage is going away. It's just the way it is.
I thought it was an interesting choice. I don't think physical storage will ever go away fully, personally. Or if it is, it's going to be quite. It's not going to be 3 years.
No one is arguing that it's going to be fully.
Fully,
people still collect vinyl.
Exactly.
That's what I mean. And vinyl has a resurgence.
Yeah.
So
at most, it will be like vinyl. At best, it'll be like 8-track. There's four guys somewhere
All right.
Who still want A-Track, but...
All right. No, I just thought it was interesting.
I don't actually believe that's true.
It's only three.
I don't think there's. I would throw this out to the GVM line
425-920-6050.
If you can find out when the last 8-track was actually produced, I would really like to know that. Well, they're making cassettes again. I know, but cassette is just every audiophile considers cassette probably lower than record. As far as the medium goes, it's thin. The sound was never that good. So as a lower sound quality than even records go, I don't think cassette is ever going to make a resurgence. But I feel the same way about 8-tracks. You know, I just don't think there's going to be a resurgence. I'm just curious to know when the last one was actually produced.
What do you mean lower quality than records? People like the sound of vinyl.
No. Yes.
A lot.
Yes. But as far as...
But vinyl is you like the sound of vinyl because you like that grainy, rough sound that it gives the music as opposed to a crisp, digital, clear copy of a song.
It's different.
On
I'm not
DVD
saying I like one more
CD
than the other. I'm saying that...
What I'm decrying is not vinyl. It's the cassette.
Got it.
I'm decrying.
I want to make sure.
Yeah, because I think there is a certain level of surface noise that people who like vinyl dig, and I get that. But there's none of that on cassette, A, and B, cassettes just never sounded that good.
It's true.
Compared to records, as compared to
absolutely
even higher end broadcast stuff. So yep. I don't ever think there'll be a resurgence of tape is where I was going.
Nah.
But seeing a vinyl resurgence, will there be a laser disc resurgence? No, because we can store 800 billion discs on a disc that size now. So it makes no sense. And thank you for joining Big Kev's Geek.
Sky Shots. The other sky shot,
yeah.
Slash also not a sky shot, because there were two or three shots, the Batmobile.
The only one I saw was the sky shot.
So. No, there was three or four images. There was one that was up above.
An Instagram.
And then, and then there was a couple of different profile and one from the back as well.
It looks like a mash of everything.
I think it looks like a squat. I said this to Scapegoat earlier today. I think it looks like a squat version of a warthog.
Yeah.
Hmm.
From Halo.
Yeah.
That's
kind of.
Yeah.
I see the mash of everything, but I think the Arkham one is more a mash of everything.
Speaking of the Arkham one, they released the details for the
special
collector's edition.
Yep.
Ooh, is it a Batmobile?
Yes.
Fuck yes.
It is huge too.
Oh, apparently. I am pre-ordering the shit out of that.
You'll continue to pre-order it until they finally actually confirm a release date.
Eventually.
Because what's the newest one now? It's the summer of 2015, right?
It's the fall of 2015.
They should take their time.
I thought I read it was like June.
I thought it was
July,
the fall.
No, it was going to be fall 2014, and they pushed it back
to fall 2015. I hadn't heard that they pushed it out to the spring.
No, I thought it was spring of 2015.
Oh, all right. Maybe I heard that wrong. Can we, since we're on this topic and we brought up video games and special collector's editions?
Yes.
I happen to know that Scapegroot.
Yes.
Got the collector's edition of Destiny. The super duper one with the robot in it.
The ghost edition.
Yes.
Yeah, I did. I did pick it up.
And?
It's pretty cool.
The robot is cool. How was the game?
Yeah, I heard the robot piece is rather quite amazing, actually.
Yeah, the robot piece is actually really cool. I want to have it.
Is it just a statue?
I'm not familiar with it. Bring it in to the show next week.
Oh, you are. Okay. Oh, that's fine. Well, we can always...
So we can talk about that. The game, though, pretty fun.
Yeah.
Pretty fucking.
What'd you play for like an hour last night? I waited for you for two and a half hours last night.
It was like an hour and a half. I played like an hour and a half, which is what I played from the beta.
Okay.
So it's same first mission.
Can we kind of just maybe talk about it for a minute?
Sure.
So Scapegroot knows a lot more about this. So I'm going to throw it out there and he'll correct me and I'll be glad to be corrected. It's the people
who that on record.
It's in this instance.
It's Bungie, right?
It's Bungie. So it's the people who created Halo.
Correct.
Right? Who no longer are creating Halo. They've created this instead.
This is their next project after Halo.
Gotcha.
Yes.
So you can see the similarities.
You can.
Mm-hmm. But you can see a world of difference as well. So it's actually really
it's a first-person shooter, is it not? Yes?
Yeah, I would say it's a first-person shooter adventure game with the huge, massively multiplayer online
thing.
Component.
Okay.
Component, yeah. Overarching.
Yes.
Nebulous thing.
Oh, wow.
And I'll tell you, I was really on the fence about it because those of you that listen to the program, which would be you, sir, listening right now, Know that I'm not the biggest fan of Halo after like the second, third one.
Yeah.
I wasn't really the biggest fan because it just seemed to me, it just seems repetitive. And I really wasn't, you know, I wasn't excited about playing Destiny. I thought I would see how, you know, other people liked it. And, you know, we've seen a lot of games get really hyped up, and then when we sit down to try to play them, they're shit. So and it's
they fall.
Exactly. Yeah. So, I mean, and the last game that I got totally hooked on was Red Dead Redemption.
Right.
Which is now completely fucked online. Because Rockstar is ignoring it and it's been hacked to shit. So playing online is impossible. So that game is effectively dead until the sequel comes out. So I wasn't really ready to give a new game the kind of shot that I wanted to give it. But, you know, Scapegroots playing, other friends of mine and ours are also playing. So I really wanted to play with my friends. I haven't done that in a while. But I'll tell you what put it over for me, the live action commercial.
Okay.
Did you see it?
I don't know if I've seen it.
It was like Guardians of the Galaxy, the video game.
Oh, I have seen it.
Oh, my God. Yeah, it was amazing. Amazing. Yeah. I was stunned at how good that was. And I was like, "Why? If the game captures even a portion of this commercial, it's really going to be exciting. So even though I've only played for an hour and a half or so, I'm looking forward to playing with other people.
How have the preliminary reviews been? Have they been
there
positive?
There aren't any. And the reason why is Bungie made a pretty controversial decision in the game world. They did not give out pre-release.
Right.
And they said pretty much, hey, listen, we are not doing this. We know that there are going to be some people who will release it early or who will tell us where we suck because of it.
Right.
But we believe a crucial component of Destiny is that online presence and the world being populated with people. And that won't happen until it's released for the public.
Right.
So we understand that some of you may await to buy it until your favorite, you know, blog or website posts their review, and that's totally fine. For the rest of you, we'll see you star side is their right. tagline, September 9th when it releases. So there aren't any reviews out from the major publications.
So what I've
yet.
Seen from the casual reviewer, meaning guys who are just playing, talking
right.
about it on like
right.
Twitter
and
whatnot,
forums and shit.
For the most part, I've seen nothing but positive. I've seen one or two lukewarm.
Well, the biggest thing is it's like Borderlands meets Halo meets World of Warcraft. Is
okay.
pretty much what people... And people just say World of Warcraft because it's the only MMO
right.
everyone knows.
That
not because
know.
It's anything like the game
yeah.
itself.
Well, I've heard a couple people say it's too much like Halo. I heard a few people say that it's not enough like Borderlands.
I can see both of those.
So,
I can see both you know. Of those criticisms. The guys that you're fighting, the enemies that you're fighting... move and sound like Halo enemies. They do
okay.
they do that side hopping thing that the Halo enemies Halo and there's they have the squeaky, you know, kind of
yeah,
voices
that's
some
like
of them.
A,
No,
that's kind of
it's
like
an alien archetype.
Well, oh, I was going to say supporting, that it's more like a creative signature of Bungie.
Sure. But I'm just saying that's why the comparisons are being drawn, so.
Yeah.
You know,
okay.
the inevitable comparisons. Well, it's not like they went far out of their way to avoid them is what
right.
I meant. But I am looking yeah. forward to playing with
yeah.
Scapegroot.
It looks fun. I'm hoping that the story is a big deal. And I don't know if it is yet.
I can't tell.
Yeah. I can't tell if they're treating it as this, you know, periphery thing or if it's a huge meaty component and there's everything
what
else.
Class
I don't
are,
know how big
what
it
class
is.
Are you playing?
I am playing a warlock, I believe.
Oh, you are? Oh, I'm a hunter. So that's good.
That's
so
good.
We're mixed bags so
yep.
far. That's good.
Let's move forward with the news, unless you
let's
want to talk
it.
More Destiny.
Nah.
Well, we were talking about Batman vs. Superman with the sky shot
yes.
of the Batmobile, but we can move away from Batman vs. Superman, but stay in the DC universe, the cinematic universe,
oh, here
sort
we go.
Of, and talk about Shazam,
yay.
Which will not be in the DC cinematic universe.
Warner Brothers
just, why,
dropping.
But why? But are you? Are they fucking...
Yes. You remember like weeks ago when we talked about how the TV universe wasn't going to mix with the cinematic universe?
Or the TV universe won't mix with it. Why is Gotham not...
All of
I
them...
Just...
All of it is fragmented. They had the opportunity to...
Fix it.
No, I don't even want to fix it, but they had the opportunity to do it right.
Yep. Yeah.
And...
They
and,
blew it.
And what I think is just an eager... attempt at getting as much stuff done as quickly as possible, they're just selling it off to everything. Now, New Line is owned by Warner Brothers. That being said, they pretty much flat out said, you know, it's different. It's going to have a different tone than those films.
Yep.
It's a different universe than those films. Although some people online would argue with me that point. They say that somehow Warner Brothers is going to bring Shazam back in, but that's a bunch of bullshit. Listen, it's not going to happen.
Here's what Warner Brothers is doing. They're throwing everything they can against the wall or the TV and seeing what sticks.
Yeah, I read today that they're working on, is it Legion of Superheroes? Is that, as a response to Guardians of the Galaxy?
Yeah. But I don't. People like being invested in something.
Absolutely.
That's the point of comics, and that's what Marvel was able to bring to the cinematic universe and have TV show. I mean, I've said this a lot. I'm not going to repeat myself that much. That is so smart, and for DC to be like, that is a brilliant idea. Let's just go ahead and not do that.
Hold on. Yeah. Let's call it what it is. Let's not call it DC. Let's call it Warner Brothers.
Okay.
Because DC is responsible for what I consider most of the finer books that are out now. Warner Brothers is responsible.
Well, I'm saying Marvel.
But
I'm saying Marvel Cinematic, and no, I mean I Disney. You, I mean it's the same.
DC doesn't actually have a cinematic branch like Marvel.
Exactly,
does.
It's not DC Films where it is Marvel Films. So I just want to draw that line because I don't want
to. I just don't understand why they wouldn't get someone like a Kevin Feige over there to create a consistent fictional universe.
Warner Brothers because doesn't get it.
I've
That's
said
why.
It. 100 times. They're taking the easy pass lane. They're trying to catch up in their brains. And the only way to catch up in their brains is to flood. Right, exactly.
Yep.
So they don't have the time, or they don't want to make the time to do the slow Marvel rollout.
But you don't have to do it slowly. You had to do
They have TV. This is their advantage.
You had to do more planning. And then you just had to fucking, you can push
execute
them all,
it.
You can push them, execute them all at the same time.
Yep.
Their
you could
advantage.
Shoot four movies at once. I don't, they're Warner Brothers. They're not like some other fucking fledgling little company.
I agree.
Their
it
advantage,
makes no sense.
I agree.
Their advantage was TV.
But
their
how
advantage
are we,
was Green Arrow, and they blew it.
How are we and many, many other podcasts, blogs, journalists, fans, people on message boards, that dickhead on Twitter, I'm not, that wasn't anyone specific.
Right.
I just mean dickheads on
I know
Twitter
you
in
mean.
General. What? How are we more aware of this than Warner Brothers DC thing?
I suspect it's that same mentality that you see in every industry, right? That they know better than us in their brains.
But
that we don't know all of the inner workings, except that
we do.
We do. Because of the world we live in now, we understand how these things could work very well together.
Oh, yeah.
Given the right care and nurturing. And they just don't seem to care. They can't put out a good movie without Batman being in it. There's no doubt in my mind there had no intention of doing a new Batman film, except that Man of Steel underperformed.
No, I thought they said they were rebooting Batman anyway.
Yeah. But the original plan was like
2016 or something.
Further down
Justice
the line
League.
Than that.
Yeah. Justice
it was
League.
Way down the line.
Yeah.
And when Man of Steel underperformed, a good indicator of that is that Guardians of the Galaxy has now surpassed Man of Steel domestically. When Man of Steel underperformed, they were like, shit, we were banking on Man of Steel to be our Iron Man. How do we make the next one big? Oh, right. Batman always sells.
Yep.
Fucking bullshit.
And so they put Batman in. There's no doubt in my mind that's why Batman is in this film.
And I think
no doubt in my mind.
There's going to be a lot more Batman in that Superman film than Superman.
Well,
he's
leading it.
So in addition to that, they've confirmed that they're moving forward with, at least in the very early stages of moving forward with, a Supergirl TV show.
Uh-huh.
But no indication as to where it's going to be.
Not in the universe. It'll be in its own universe.
That's what I suspect.
It's unbelievable. It's unbelievable because they owned, with Arrow, they owned TV. Arrow was a better show than, it's the first time they really honestly beat Marvel at anything. They owned Agents of
S.H.I.E.L.D.
They owned it. Yep. And the point is they could have taken that success and they could have catapulted that success into the universe, into the cinematic universe, and just kept the ball rolling and just tie it all together.
Even if you didn't want to put Arrow in Man of Steel, which is fine, why not at least just make it part of the universe?
That's all.
Make it part of the universe.
That's it. That's it. And how much would it cost? And how much would it cost for them to get a 15 second opener of Ben Affleck as Batman in the pilot of that Gotham, just sitting in a chair? That's all they needed. They needed this. Bruce Wayne sitting, brooding in a chair, and then all of a sudden they go to the flashback. Well,
the problem with that is that they sold it to Fox. At least with Arrow, it's on CW, which is owned by Warner Brothers.
Fox is not producing that show. Fox is airing it. I don't think Fox is producing it. I still think it's Warner Brothers.
I don't think so.
We'd have to check that.
I don't think so. Because if that's the case, then there's no reason why...
They split the rights? That doesn't make sense.
Sure, they sold Constantine to NBC.
It's showing on NBC. I don't think NBC is producing it.
I don't know about that.
I don't know. We have to see. But the point is, though, is that there was an easy way. There's 85 easy ways that could have tied all this stuff together, made a broader, bigger universe.
You know the easiest way? Just release a press thing that says they're related and figure it out later. They literally could. We all would have been mad. We all would have been like, "What the fuck? I can't even believe they're putting in the effort." But even if they left it open that it could be, we'd all be happier. Yeah, but than see, them here's saying the thing: they're not.
But I think if it was as easy as that,
it's one line of dialogue at most, or you don't have to say shit and put it in the gray matter on the back of the fucking DVD case.
If it was that easy, I think they would have done it. I think it's not that easy because it's different companies that are involved. Right
shit involved.
I think Fox is going to say, "We don't want you to take what we're developing and interject it into your film."
And that's what I'm saying. They can get around that by saying, okay, but it'll be the same universe.
Hey, here's a great idea.
If Fox agrees to it.
What the fuck? They don't have to.
Sure they do.
Do you know how they could do it? They could not. Gotham could say nothing, and there's one line in Arrow about what happened on an episode of Gotham.
I got a better
weeks after it airs.
I think that would cause problems.
You're talking in the back room. I understand what you're talking about. You're talking about the legality of licensing. Yeah, and the distribution. I think that would cause an issue.
Yeah, but here's the thing.
I think they could still get away with it.
As Marvel repossesses all its characters to Marvel films, this is how they're slowly adding and building out the universe. So work with what they have. You know, if they only have Arrow and Flash and Superman and Batman to work with, that's who they work with.
Of course.
But the point is, they own outright, they own Captain Marvel. There's no reason that shouldn't have been part of the cinematic universe. And I have a really exciting tidbit for you. How about this? Batman versus Superman? How about all of a sudden a Kryptonite Arrow flies in?
Well, I'm not...
and he catches it. Oh. Just like since it's based on the highly acclaimed cult comic, The Dark Knight Returns.
I have no doubt that at some point in time they will introduce a Green Arrow into that cinematic universe.
And the
no
fact way. That but it will not be
Stephen Amell.
And no that's way. A terrible idea.
Of nope. course it is. It's a horrendous nope. idea.
They won't do it.
The only good that
but
comes out of that is that it. Arrow is safe.
But that's even worse. I'm already a little bit sort of annoyed, nervous. That's not really right. That they're going to fucking have different versions of Scarlet Witch and Quicksilver running around on the screen after Days of Future Past and...
Of course.
Past... And Avengers 2, right. that bothers me already. But and now you're going to tell me that the same company, and there's no reason why it shouldn't be together, is going to do the same fucking thing in their
own
universe?
I have no doubt.
Confuse the shit out of people.
I have no doubt that Warner Brothers is looking at each of those shows or each of those universes as a different revenue stream. And in their twisted brains, because otherwise it makes no sense why they haven't done it already. If that
agreed.
Was the case, they would have done it.
I know. It's mind-numbing.
Stupid.
It is absolutely mind-numbing.
Let's stick with Arrow.
Okay. I plan on it.
The CW and Arrow has cast Matt Nabel to play Ra's al Ghul in next season's Arrow.
Wow. You mean they didn't take Liam Neeson up on his offer?
No, they did not take Liam Neeson up on his offer.
Did Liam Neeson actually...
He said he would do it in a second.
He said he'd do it in a second. If
that's
kind of
cool.
Yeah.
Wait, what is who the fuck is that?
Matt Nabel. He was in Riddick.
The Wire.
The new one?
Yeah.
The Wire.
He was in a couple of different things.
Who was he in The Wire?
I'm sure he was in The Wire.
I don't know if he was in The Wire. I know he was in Riddick.
Are you saying that?
I know he was in
The Wire. Why are you saying that?
I'm saying it because I'm sure I read that he was in The Wire. Look it up. Look his name up. You got a device there.
Matt Nabel.
He's an Australian actor, a former rugby league footballer, but his most notable U.S. credit was The Riddick.
Which Riddick?
So, Riddick.
Just Riddick.
The new one.
The most recent one. Why do I think he was in The Wire?
I don't know.
Maybe I'm thinking somebody else who was recently cast in something who was in The Wire. But I
the
don't
League
know.
Of the yeah. So the League of Shadows has already played a pretty significant role
I am
on
League
Arrow already. Nissa Al Ghul has been on the show in several episodes.
God, don't even just talk to her, to me.
And
she's amazing.
And so it seemed like, you know, that you had to bring in Ra's al Ghul eventually. You can't.
Sure.
You couldn't hide him forever.
How do you spell his last name?
Nable. N-A-B-L-E.
Got it.
Let's talk. Let's talk a little bit about.
Yep.
Well, yep, about the Flash.
He's in the Wire.
Go on.
Dominic Purcell has been cast as Heatwave on the Flash.
He was not in the Wire.
Dominic Purcell, okay, of course, you. Was from.
Was he in the Wire?
He was on Prison Break.
Dominic Purcell. And he was also in a great show called John Doe.
There you go.
I really liked John Doe.
So anyone remembers the brother?
If everyone,
yes,
in Prison Break.
Yeah.
Yeah, the one who can act.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So he will be portraying the villain Heatwave. In Flash.
The Flash Rogues Gallery is going to be weird. It's just going
to
be weird.
I'm really looking forward to that show.
They're going
to
reel them up.
I'm really looking forward to that show, especially for the huge, big, super tease at the very end of the pilot episode.
Yeah, that was pretty impressive.
It was pretty...
It
had a
wait
lot
a minute.
Of balls
wait a
to
minute.
Tease that.
Wait a minute. If I'm Warner Brothers, you know how I could fix this? Do a little Crisis on Infinite Earths action.
Yeah,
that's what I'm saying.
I was just thinking that'd
be possible.
That'd be some
maybe
cool
that's their plan.
It's possible.
That would if they did that on purpose. That
There's
would be
no
fucking
way.
Brilliant.
There's no way.
Yeah, but they could always lie and say they did do it on purpose.
Yep, they could.
All these different revenue streams suddenly.
Let's go back to a good cinematic universe.
Wait, can we hold on a second? What was at the end of The Flash?
I'm not going to tease it. That episode doesn't even air for another month.
Can we put the show on hold for a second? And you tell
I'll
me
tell
what
you
it
after
is?
The show.
Yeah, after the show.
I want to know now.
Don't worry about it.
Damn, a little disappointed in you.
I always gotta wait,
and I'll explain why later.
What? Because I.
Vision. We got to look at the concept art,
yeah,
and detail art for Vision. Which, if it portrays well on film, if it translates over the way it looks, he looks great. I can't wait to see that.
Yep.
In that film, I'm surprised we haven't seen.
I honestly
something
thought...
yet, like a sneaked set shot or something yet.
I don't think they
CG.
Worked on it yet.
It's Paul Bettany with dots on his face.
Is it all CG?
I think he is. Yeah.
Oh, okay. I didn't think it was all CG.
He and Ultron, I think, are all CG.
I knew Ultron was CG.
I think they both are.
I did not realize that he was all CG as mm-hmm. well. Robert Downey Jr. said that there are currently no plans for an Iron Man 4. And Chris Evans said that he'll continue being Cap after Cap 3, which I don't know why that was such a big deal. We knew he had at least... Three or four more movies on his contract.
It's
so.
It's Avengers 3 should be his last one as Captain America. Yeah.
I also read an article today that Dave Bautista has renegotiated his contract. I guess his agent might have leaked this. And one of the things in his contract is Avengers 3, which is
no surprise to
which
anyone.
Is no surprise in confirming that they're going to tie Guardians directly into Avengers.
Yeah, they
3.
Absolutely.
That movie's going to be huge.
Avengers 3?
Yeah.
I think most of the original cast won't be in it. Like, Iron Man will be gone by that
point. No way.
No way.
Yeah. No way.
No
They're
way.
All contracted for it.
Avengers 3?
I think Avengers 3 will be Iron Man's last
that's,
movie.
That's what I mean. At the very,
be
at the
end.
Very, at
be
the very
the end.
Least,
maybe.
They'll be the minor.
Maybe. He
well,
said he wants
he
to re-ups. Do more.
Unless
yeah,
he
he'll re-up. Yeah. It'll be Chris Evans' last movie as Captain America, probably, because they'll give it over to Bucky.
Yeah,
like the comic books.
Well, he's
or
the
Falcon. Oh my God! Ugh, it's fucking
I don't,
awful.
I don't know if they'll go with Falcon. I think they'll give it to Bucky.
Falcon America? You mean?
No, they'll give it to Bucky.
No, they will. I mean, because Sebastian Stan
has 80 films left on his contract.
Movies on his contract.
Yeah, it's fucking stupid how many films he has left on his contract. The only other thing I wanted to bring up in the news tonight was Walking Dead. They've greenlit that spinoff pilot.
Awesome.
Other
Again?
Group.
Awesome.
Show.
So the tail section.
Yes, the tailies. They've greenlit the tailies.
So oh my
it's
God.
So the description is it's another set of people in another part of the world.
Yes.
Yay.
Surviving the same
hey,
sort of thing.
Has there been any explanation for what the fuck's going on in the comics at all of The Walking Dead? Who started it or what's going on in Europe and stuff like
no,
that?
No, I have not.
Or is it all
the
still
comics.
Just the South and we don't really know what's going on?
I am
woefully behind in the comics.
I think
yeah,
I'm
I couldn't
on
tell
graphic
you.
Novel 10.
Okay.
And they're up to like 20.
Yeah.
So
I read the oversized one, which is on number 10, and I'm on like 3.
I think we should take our first break.
Let's do it.
Alrighty then. OG, we will take our first break on this episode, number 344, Sky Shots.
Hey, this is Judah Friedlander, the world champion from 30 Rock and Stand Up, and you are listening to Big Kev's Geek Stuff, because you're a winner.
Soup.
Nope, not them either.
Saddle.
Nope. Sup. Nope. Love it. Nope.
Amazon.biggeekstuff.com.
That's right. On the lovely internet. Amazon, BigCavsGeekStuff.com. I hear it's beautiful this time of year on the internet.
Yeah, on the internet. If you're not today. Near the internet, yes, not you can today. Go ahead and go get near the internet.
That's right. You could go to Amazon.BigCavsGeekStuff.com.
Or just show up to one of their big warehouses and demand your products.
That's right.
That works.
But let them know we sent you somehow,
some way. Don't do that. I don't want to get involved with that shit. They told us to come here.
I want credit for those transactions.
Why are you in the middle of Pennsylvania? I don't.
As long as the transactions are on the up and up, I want credit for them.
Oh, I see what you mean.
Please continue to use that link. Of course, it does support the show. It does support future endeavors on the show.
Yeah, and soon you'll be able to donate using Apple Pay.
Yes, from what I hear.
From your Apple Watch.
From what I hear.
Uh-huh, it's true.
Did you want to talk about that?
Starting at 350. We'll talk about it next week.
All right, that's fine.
I just want to say
like
that
biggest news in
I just want to say 6 plus sounds like a husky sized thing. it's located
plus,
at your nearest big and tall store.
Finally, an iPhone for fat chicks.
And you should be pre-ordering your t-shirt at...
Actually, that is done.
Oh.
That's done. The pre-orders are done.
Well, thank you for pre-ordering your t-shirt.
So if you didn't pre-order your shirt...
Or tarp.
I hope we have to happen to have a size that you want.
Yep.
Going forward. We will have a very limited number of shirts at New York Comic Con.
We will.
So when do we have to give you the money for our shirts?
Today would be perfect.
Oh, really?
I ain't got that today.
But that being said, so yes, thank you for everybody who pre-ordered those shirts.
Indeed.
There have been some people asking for the old logo on a shirt.
What?
That might maybe like through Teespring we'll figure something out. We'll see.
Why do just people as want the old logo?
Nostalgia. You've been listening for 8 years. You know, it's like people who buy the ye olden Yankee jerseys.
Oh, yeah, I get you.
You know what I mean? Like, it's nostalgia. Vintage.
I have one of the original logo.
I have, like, two,
shirts.
I think, actually.
Sure, I have one somewhere.
That being said, let's move forward with the show.
Yes.
Comics. I don't have any this week, because all I get all my comics digitally, and I have no internet since last Friday.
The big thing is, I guess, in DC, it's the...
bunch of Futures End books
Futures
came out this
End
week,
books
right?
With their lenticular covers. That's
right.
Yeah, there's a lot of. They said that so far. I think the one that everyone is saying is really great has been Grayson.
Yeah, Grayson. I heard Green Arrow was really fucking awesome, and I saw a snippet from it, and it's like old grumpy.
Oh yeah,
I
Oliver
love him.
Queen.
Yeah, Green Arrow, like the Green Arrow that I actually like.
Gotcha,
Green Arrow. And
curly
then I heard,
beard.
I think Batwoman is getting, or not Batwoman, Batgirl is getting a lot of, buzz.
The only one I heard about so far is that is really good, that people are like, you have to read it.
Grayson actually came out last week.
Yeah.
This is
week
two of the Future End books. So.
And that's Batman is this week.
Yes.
I haven't read it
That's
yet.
Cool.
Harley Quinn, I think, is this week.
Yes. No, Suicide Squad.
Oh, Suicide Squad. Okay.
Yeah,
so,
Suicide Squad.
So anyway, that's the big DC thing this week.
Yep.
The big Marvel thing this week, aside from that, I think is probably the continuation of Death of Wolverine. Anything else?
I guess call that a big thing. Yeah. By the way, Disney let it slip.
What?
He's back in 2016.
Did they let it slip?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I didn't read that.
Yep. It's somewhere it leaked. I don't remember where exactly, but I heard that Disney let loose that 2016 we'll see the return of Wolverine.
Just like a year and change after Superior Spider-Man, we saw the return of Peter Parker. It's no fucking shock to anybody.
Just saying.
No shock.
It's a non-news story.
It's a non-thing.
Bullshit.
Give it a rest.
Number one.
You know what's you know what's really bad about that? Because then he's going to be in every book.
Again.
To promote, you know, the fact that
he's
returning.
Yeah.
Ugh, and the FF will find, not the FF because they'll be gone, but you know, some group will find his
bones or
no, his
shit.
Cocoon.
Yeah.
In one book, and you know, then another group will have to try to open it, you know, and it's just ridiculous.
My ass is already itching.
Speaking
about
of
it.
Marvel.
Did you say your ass is
so? I hold.
I
do.
It's a great line.
I hold in my hand the Marvel. It just says Marvel celebrating Marvel's 75th anniversary. magazine.
It reminds me of like a yearbook.
No, because it's cheap and shitty.
No, it's like a yearbook for sporting events.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
When you go at the beginning of the season and are like,
that's what I mean.
Look at pictures that you can get for free online.
Right.
So there's a free version, which is what we have here.
Right.
Or there's one of, I want to
say. Is it the same but hardcover?
No, it's not hardcover.
Three or four Alex Ross covers.
The only difference is you're paying $10 or somewhere in that ballpark.
$10, yeah.
For a different cover art,
and I think it's like
the fuck is
Daredevil.
That's fucking
and
Marvel
FF
ripping you off
and,
again.
Yeah, again and again. What's really great is it's like newsprint paper inside. It's garbage. Touch it. It's garbage paper.
It's not even
and
glossy.
All it is. I'm just gonna go. We're literally gonna take 2 minutes and just go through.
Just read the table of contents.
Yeah, that's it. It's 75 greatest Marvel comics of all time.
Uh-huh. I read that in a Wizard magazine once.
Yeah, or 100 times, and the list never rarely changes, except now there's some bullshit books in here that no one would ever have selected, like Civil War.
Right.
As like number 2. Ugh. And then there's Timely, The Birth of Marvel.
Okay.
Which is basically a history lesson of how Timely Comics became Marvel Comics. An interview with Stan Lee.
Okay.
Surprisingly an interview with Walt Simonson.
Oh.
Which actually is completely out of place for this book. Not because he hasn't done great things for Marvel, but because he's not a sort of Stan Lee, run-of-the-mill, who do we go to when we want to talk anything about Marvel? It's not Walt Simonson.
But he's done some significant things
for
Marvel.
I'm not saying he hasn't. So That's what I said.
So they pick someone. That's fine.
Then there's another list, Event Horizon, the crossovers that define the Marvel Universe.
Mm-hmm. Or ruined it.
Or ruined it, which is definitely that. And then it's Meet Marvel's 2014 Young Guns.
I don't want to.
Five or six artists that you've never heard of.
Oh, I don't hate that from giving the artists their day kind of thing.
I don't disagree with that. And they show you their art.
Okay.
There's one woman, Sarah Pichelli, who's doing Guardians.
Yep.
And the rest are all dudes. Toying Around with the Marvel Legends is a extraordinarily long history.
Marvel Legends?
Marvel Toys.
Yeah.
Yeah, which is kind of boring. The Revolution will be downloaded. They talk about editor-in-chief Axel Alonso talks about digital publishing. And then inside the Marvel Cinematic Universe, which is basically a recap of all the movies that have happened so
far. Phase 1.
Yeah.
And 2.
And right up to and including Guardians of the Galaxy.
Well, that's Phase 2.
Right.
That's actually a helpful reminder.
Everything
I hope someone
else,
types that up and puts it online.
Everything
I'm
else
sure they will.
In here,
yeah,
right? Every right-hand page, if you've ever worked in advertising, in print advertising, the right-hand page, because
this is where the advertisement goes.
This is the most desirable place for an ad to be, because when you turn the page, the first thing you see is that page, and that's the ad, right? Every single right-hand page in this book, about 95% of them, is a stroke Marvel ad by one of their collaborators.
Right.
Happy 75th anniversary Marvel.
Yearbook.
It's a yearbook.
Yeah. From Lego Superheroes.
Yeah.
Marvel Lego. Happy anniversary, happy birthday from Sea Life Group. Who is it? We don't know. Happy anniversary, Comixology.
Yeah.
Who's that? Is that the CB? It's the Diamond Comics.
Midtown
Comics,
IDW,
Stan Lee Foundation. I don't even know who that is. Let's see. Interview with Stan Lee. Every one of them is Elks USA. It's just a stroke. It's a stroke ad.
It's
for
a yearbook.
Marvel.
Yeah,
that's exactly what that is.
Yep.
Yeah, I can't believe that they wasted trees in order to put this shit out.
Did they did they release the Batman one yet? Is there a Batman one?
No.
I almost don't have a problem with this.
Because it's free.
If it was only free. I have a problem with the fact that they're charging you for cover art.
$10.
I have a problem with that. I have a problem with that. I don't
stroking you for $10.
The free one is what it is. You know what I mean? Honestly, if I was in my local comic book store this week, I would probably pick that up for free and just thumb through it and be curious about
it. I would pick it up if I were training a puppy.
Well,
because it's the right newspaper you know, it's the right paper to do that.
Which puppy are you training?
I'm just saying if I was.
Oh, training, okay. Well, you picked it up.
I picked it up for the purposes of us talking about it on the show. It may end up, you know, somewhere in the studio. You may find it a few years from now going, damn, I can't believe you left that shit in my house.
Anyway, do we have to spend any more time on it? I think we've spent
please,
enough.
Please, let's not.
All right. Let's talk a little bit about New York Comic Con in our product segment.
Ugh, must we? I'm so sick of it.
What booth 127.
Just get here already.
Around the block.
Around the block.
Yeah.
That's
how I've been tagging it in all the press releases.
I get it.
New York, our booth is around the block. Not in the block. Around the block.
You got the ass to support that statement?
I looked as an exhibitor. We do have access to a little bit of a floor layout.
Oh.
So I did look, and we are around the block.
Are we on the wall?
I believe we are, in fact,
oh,
on the wall.
Yes!
So there's that. Booth 127. We've previously talked about Richard Page's butt plug release.
Dickie Page.
We'll be at the booth. We'll have some announcements regarding when he's actually going to be signing and hanging out at the booth for those interested.
I would say Dickie will be at the booth. A lot.
Well, he's gonna be at a couple of different booths.
I'm just saying.
He's going to be walking around, backpacking some of his items. So he'll be around, but he will definitely have some time at the booth.
Are the gas bars coming to New York Comic Con?
No, they are not, because they have DCon a month later.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
We officially announced yesterday the Doc A print that we have.
Oh, we announced that?
We did.
Oh.
Harry K. Nid. He's in an arachno-robotic denizen of Retropolis, I believe is how Doc A describes him. There are 6x8 prints. They're going to be on sale for $15 a piece. And they're awesome. There's limited to 25 signed and numbered prints.
So there'll be 24 available at New York Comic Con.
Yeah, probably less than that. by the time they get there. But those will be available all weekend long.
I know you're getting one of those.
That's what I mean.
Yeah.
In addition to that, we also teased our first print that we're doing in conjunction with George Vega from Vegamation Press. And I forget the name of the girl who's doing the coloring. He did the line work, and there's another girl who's doing the color work. But it's...
will she be at the booth?
G.I. Joe. No, and George may only be there very briefly.
Oh.
But it's a G.I. Joe Transformers mashup print. It's Snake Eyes and Optimus Prime, and it looks badass.
Nice.
But it's not finalized yet, so I haven't put out the official release. I just put out a teaser image. And then we have at least three other things in the works.
Nice.
That I'm not ready to announce yet. But as we get closer, hopefully we'll announce them. Hopefully between now and next week, we'll announce at least one or two more. Actually, we might have another one that goes up online tonight as a teaser, but I'm not ready to do it at this particular
point. Is it from Chris Dolfer?
It is.
I see what you did there. Going. A little teasy.
And what is our Jason Chalker exclusive?
We don't have a Jason Chalker.
Oh.
So booth 127 at New York Comic Con.
Wait. What's our John Paul Kaiser exclusive?
Booth 127 at New York Comic Con. come by the booth. We'll be there all 4 days.
Why you get so angry? It's a funny
because
show.
Because I would rather talk about the people that we know are going to be there.
John Paul Kaiser will be there.
At our booth with exclusives for us.
I see.
That put in the hard work for us.
Listen, I
support all those guys.
Oh, I know. That's what I'm saying.
And I'm not upset at the fact that we don't have exclusive. Well, I am, because I would love to work
sure.
with them. Sure. But this is about supporting the people who we're working with this year.
I gotcha.
So be sure to come and check out the booth. We'll talk about it more as the con gets closer. It is a month away.
Yeah.
So to the day, or actually, it's less than a month away now, officially.
Is it?
Ooh.
Yes.
Oh my God.
So yeah, it's coming
up. Excited.
Quick.
We're excited to see that.
Coming up. Quick.
That's gonna be a rough month.
It's gonna be a rough couple of days. That's for sure.
Yep.
Fun times ahead. Fun times ahead.
Oh man, I'm so tired.
But I think with that, Big Kev, as indicated by the wrap up music,
you hear
time,
it. I hear
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
We can move forward with the end of the show. So don't forget, you can check us out online each and every week over at BigKevsGeekStuff.com. You can find us over on the Twitter.
Yes.
GeekStuffOG.
ScapegoatGS.
BKGeekStuff.
The Facebook page, getting a lot of action lately. We've been posting a lot of stuff over there. So thank you for everybody who has recently started checking us out over there. And if you're not checking us out, please do.
Twitter followers also.
Yep.
We've been up and that as well.
YouTube subscribers have been up a little bit as well.
Spread
overall
the word.
Downloads have been up a lot. So thank you for all of you who are sharing and spreading the Geek Stuff word.
Yeah, and tell a friend doesn't even start until like winter.
And going back to New York Comic Con, lots of people saying that they're going to be at the con this year and going to swing by the booth. So hopefully we get to meet a lot of new fans and hang out with some new people.
Sounds good.
Awesome. And we'll have a lot of swag at the booth this year.
Yeah, stickers. I got two of them right here.
Stickers, t-shirts, buttons, new postcards.
Uh-huh.
And maybe some other stuff.
Ladies.
So we'll
see. Lots of ladies.
But I think that's it for this week's episode.
Yes, indeed.
All right, OG. Then we will bring this episode of Big Kev's Geek Stuff to a close the way we end all episodes, by saying, good night, Joan Rivers, wherever you are.
And on that note, we cue the music.